USA Radio News.
Folks are continuing to clean up after a powerful winter storm dropped over 2 feet of snow in parts of North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. According to FlightAware, more than 900 flights have been canceled, with thousands facing more delays. Despite rumors that OPEC may cut production, gasoline prices continue to fall across the nation. Crude oil prices have now fallen $23 a barrel. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
The national average for the price of gasoline is now at $2.41 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is down 30 cents a gallon from a month ago.
The national average is now down about 5 cents a gallon versus where gas prices were 1 year ago when they stood at $2.46. In addition, the national average has plunged 30 cents a gallon from $2.71 a gallon a month ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A well-known mobster is dead, but his lawyer is filing lawsuits about his client's murder. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The lawyer for James Whitey Bulger is saying he does plan to sue the government over the notorious gangster's prison killing. Attorney Hank Brennan telling the Wall Street Journal he'll bring wrongful death and negligence claims on behalf of Bulger's estate. Brennan saying that he expects to begin filing a number of lawsuits over the next month, though he's declined to provide further details. Bulger was serving a life sentence for at least 11 murders and other crimes when he was beaten to death in October, hours after he'd been transferred to a West Virginia prison. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is determining who his next chief of staff will be. Trump promised to make the decision soon on who will replace the outgoing chief of staff, John Kelly. Kelly has said he's stepping down from the job at the end of the year. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Dean Martin's daughter, Dina Martin, is sticking by her pledge to continue performing Baby It's Cold Outside despite the frosty reception the decades-old song has been receiving over its lyrics. The song has even been banned on at least one radio station. Dina was on Fox News explaining her reaction to all the blowback over the song.
I was absolutely flabbergasted. It's just insane. When I heard it, And I said, this can't possibly be. You know, it's a sweet, flirty, fun holiday song that, well, it's been around for 50
Absolutely.
Years for my dad. You know, he did it in 59. But when I saw it, I tweeted, I think this is crazy. What do you think?
This all stems back to the portion of the song where the woman sings, I can't really stay, to which the man replies, but baby, it's cold outside. Now, some folks from the Me Too movement are up in arms over this, and Martin was also asked if she would consider changing the lyrics to the song.
I don't want to change the lyrics, or she said, you know, hey, what's in this drink? I don't think she's talking about some pill being put in that drink. You know, like, is this punch? You know, what's in this drink? Is it vodka? It's just a sweet, fun song. You know, I mean, there's nothing bad about
that.
Well,
what is actually going on?
Right.
You said the guy is trying to tell the girl, not to go outside, it's cold.
It's cold outside.
Am I right? Yeah.
And, you know, and she was, you know, she's sweet. She's playing along with them. You know, it's flirting, it's sexy, it's sweet. There's nothing bad about that song, and it just breaks my heart.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.